A new initiative is helping political leaders reflect on the impact of their decisions, while also engaging young people in politics. The Chair of the Next Generation Project helps young people discover their own voice within their community and further afield. The Mères au Front, Mothers at the Front, originated in Quebec, and has now made its way to Pemberton. Students are asked to decorate an old chair to represent the topics they care about most. The chair is then moved into council buildings, a reminder of the up-and-coming generation and the problems they will have to face. Clement Lauberg, creator of the initiative and chief of staff for Quebec City Mayor Bruno Marchand, explained the chair acts like a lighthouse for council. In the very busy time, it is easy to forget what and for whom we are in politics, he said. Now the chair is here to remind us of this. It is easy to lose sight of the consequences of our decisions for future generations. All it takes is one elected official around the table who refers to the chair of the next generations. I think it happens more naturally because it's there, in front of us. The chair facilitates the convergence of ideas. It brings us back to the essentials. Pemberton mom Maud Sear is working hard on Pemberton's own chairs of the next generation. Youth are asked to decorate a chair with themes that affect them. It then goes to the municipal council, she said. For my part, I presented the project to schools in Pemberton. We are creating two chairs, one from Signal Hill and L'École La Vallée. The Grade 10 Leadership Club in Pemberton Secondary School have also brainstormed what their chair is going to look like. The mayor also was able to answer any questions they had. Council are super excited to accept the chairs. I got a $176 grant from Stewardship Pemberton for the materials. Sear believes the project comes at exactly the right time for local kids. This will have a positive impact for the next generation, she said. This will help the kids to become future engaged citizens. It also helps with eco-anxiety that children and youth now feel. There are a lot of young people worried about the future. The Leadership Club in Pemberton Secondary School told peak topics like climate change, women's safety, truth and reconciliation, and a need for more transit options are the most important to them. They stressed the current abnormal weather has raised concerns about the consequences of global warming, particularly in the Pemberton Valley. The group has already worked with Mayor Mike Richmond to fix a dodgy feminine hygiene products machine in the community center, showing the girls just how much power they have to make change for the better. The chairs will officially be presented to council on Tuesday, April 9.